Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you are joining us for a very unique lesson about an actress, Carrie Mulligan. We're going to be learning about this actress who had a dream, and she went for it, and we're going to see how she was able to achieve this dream. Well, I do wonder about you. I mean, do you have any dreams? Do you have anything you want to do in your life? Carolyn, do you have any dreams or have you had any dreams?
Well, I did have the dream of traveling the world and moving to Asia.
Uh-huh.
So that's actually a dream that I have achieved. But there are many other dreams that I also have, like helping children in need. I really care about children and I want to make sure that they're able to grow up.
All right, well, that sounds like a great dream, something that I could see you doing now and in the future. And one of my dreams growing up was to be an actor, and I love playing drums. I dream of playing with different bands and doing different things. And I think that that is very possible as well for me in the future. So what is your dream? Talk about that. But first, let's enjoy today's lesson.
Carrie Mulligan. This beautiful young actress never stops reaching for her goals. Charming and talented, Carrie Mulligan appears almost everywhere these days. Magazine covers, TV interviews, and the film The Great Gatsby all feature the rising star. For Mulligan, the fame is a dream come true. Her dream. Mulligan was born in London in 1985, but moved to Germany when her father transferred jobs. The six-year-old caught the acting bug while performing in plays at her international school. According to Mulligan, that's all she wanted to do.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. In this month's profile article, we'll meet the lovely Carrie Mulligan, an actress who has begun to ascend the ranks of Hollywood. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Charm. Charm is a verb. Valerie's new boyfriend is handsome and very charming. Transfer. Transfer is a verb. Kyle transferred to a different department and now works weekends. Opposed to something. Opposed to something is an idiom. Christy wants to go to school in Australia, but her parents are opposed to it. Respond. Respond is a verb. We asked to meet with the boss, but he responded by saying he was too busy. Your more information words are dream come true. Dream come true is an idiom. Bug. Bug is a noun. What is something you've always wanted to do since a child? Think about that as we begin our article.
Well, it sounds like Carrie really knew what she wanted to do. At the beginning, we see this beautiful young actress never stops reaching for her goals. So no matter what challenges she faces, she doesn't give up. Now, how does our article begin, Gabe?
All right. We see some words that describe Carrie Mulligan here. Charming and talented, Carrie Mulligan appears almost everywhere these days. See, appears almost everywhere these days. That means recently, if you go out and look at magazine covers and different things, you could see her face. Well, let's take a look at a word there in that sentence. The word is charm. So if you charm someone, or if you are a charming person, that means people are attracted to you for some reason.
Yes, it means that you are very likable. People enjoy being around you, spending time with you, talking to you, because you are very charming. And we learned that Carey Mulligan is a charming and talented young actress. Continuing, we read that magazine covers, TV interviews, and the film The Great Gatsby all feature the rising star, so she really does seem to be everywhere these days.
That's right, especially if you're in a big film like The Great Gatsby. Magazines will be writing things about you. You might have some TV interviews, of course, and then so people will be starting to recognize you as well. That's what's happening with Carey Mulligan, this rising star. If you're a rising star, that means you're a celebrity that is getting better and better, more and more noticed by people around the world.
That's right. And for Mulligan, the fame is a dream come true. So this was her dream, and it has come true. And this is a really great phrase if something amazing happens to you that you never expected, and it's so wonderful, you can say, it's a dream come true.
And I know some friends who use this phrase when they talk about a job that they wanted to have for a long time. Finally, they got the job. It was a dream come true for my friends.
That's right. And in the next section, we read about her dream. Mulligan was born in London in 1985, but moved to Germany when her father transferred jobs. So we learn a little bit about her background, her family, and her history. So she was born in London, but moved to Germany because her father needed to transfer jobs. And transfer is a word from our word bank. What does it mean to transfer, Gabe?
Well, here we're talking about transferring jobs. So he's changing jobs. So transfer could mean to change. Maybe you are in an office and you are transferring responsibilities. That means you're giving your responsibility to someone else. So transfer can be used in different ways. Now, this could also be a noun. You could talk about a job transfer as well, the change from one job to another.
Yes, so he had to change jobs and they needed to move from London to Germany. And we read on, the six-year-old caught the acting bug while performing in plays at her international school. So because she moved, she went to an international school, and she was 6 years old when she caught the acting bug. Gabe, have you caught the acting bug?
I certainly have, Carolyn. I do enjoy acting, and when I first learned how to act, or when I first started acting, I got addicted. I really wanted to do more and keep improving. And of course, you can always improve in something. Even if you love it so much and you're really good, there are always ways to improve. And if you're addicted to something, then you can call it a bug. Kind of like a sickness. Usually we use this to describe a sickness. Oh, he has a cold. He has the bug. But here we're talking about it in a good way. The acting bug.
That's right. So she didn't want to stop acting. And in the next sentence we see, according to Mulligan, that's all she wanted to do. So the only thing she wanted to do was to act. And this started at a very young age when she was just 6 years old.
That's right. So she was six when she started to act and she got addicted to this bug of acting. But what about you? Maybe there's something that you also started to really enjoy at a young age. Maybe it's dancing, maybe it's painting or drawing or singing or something like that, and you are really good at it. What's your bug? What kind of thing do you really enjoy doing? Well, you know, Carolyn, I think that we could also say that Carey transferred schools. We talked about her father transferring jobs. She went to an international school, so maybe she transferred schools?
It's possible that she transferred schools, although at such a young age, she may have just moved and then started school when she got to Germany. I'm not sure that she actually transferred.
Okay, so her father transferred, and of course, she changed, or she went to a new environment, a new place, and she got addicted to acting. Well, it's time for us now to learn something else with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone.
Alan 和 Michelle 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 transfer 这个动词 ，trans 这个字首有转换的意思，所以 transfer 可以指转学或者是调职。如果要说明转学或调职所去的地方或单位，是用介系词 to 再加上受词。注意 transfer 的过去式、过去分词和现在分词都要重复字尾的 r 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 Charlie is transferring to our branch office in London. Charlie 要调到我们伦敦的分公司。接下来我们看的是 bug 这个名词。bug 在这里是指对一个事物的热衷或迷恋。如果要表达是哪一种事物的话，可以在 bug 前面加上动名词。例如 Nancy caught the gardening bug when she visited the Butcher Gardens. Nancy 去了趟布查德花园之后就爱上了园艺。或者是 Stewart got bitten by the serving bug when he lived in Miami. Stewart 住在 Miami 的时候呢，爱上了冲浪。
Friends, today we're learning all about Carey Mulligan, who is indeed a rising star. And of course, she is a charming and talented actress.She has appeared in lots of different movies and, of course, recently is appearing in different TV interviews, and you can see her face on the covers of some magazines. She is a great actress. And we're also learning a little bit about her background and about her dream. So far, we've learned that she moved to Germany and she started to get addicted to acting, or she caught the acting bug when she was 6 years old.And we're going to continue learning more about this in the next section of our reading.
Carey Mulligan. Her parents, however, were opposed to her acting and wanted her to go to university. When her father took a job in Vienna in 1999, Mulligan returned to Britain for school.Actor-director Julian Fellowes spoke at her school, and she told him about her dream. He responded by telling her to forget about acting and marry a banker. But that didn't discourage her. At 17, without her parents' knowledge, Mulligan applied to 3 drama schools. All rejected her, but she still wasn't ready to give up her dream.
It sounds like Carey Mulligan really wanted to follow her dream despite the challenges she faced. And we see at the beginning of this section, her parents, however, were opposed to her acting and wanted her to go to university. So her parents did not support her desire to act. They were opposed to it. And that is from our word bank. If you are opposed to something, what does that mean, Gabe?
Well, I think you said it, Carolyn. It means to not support something. Actually, it's the opposite of supporting something. You are opposing it. You don't like the idea. If you've ever played a game, you might have an opponent. That is someone who is against you. And so they're against the idea. And Carey's parents...weren't for this idea of acting. They opposed it. Carolyn, it doesn't sound very easy, especially when your parents are opposing something that you really enjoy.
That's right. It is very difficult if you don't have support to follow your dreams. Her parents opposed her acting and wanted her to go to university and study and get a college degree instead of focusing on this dream to become an actress. But...It seems like she didn't want to give up. Now, what happened in the next sentence here, Gabe?
Well, when her father took a job in Vienna in 1999, Mulligan returned to Britain for school. Okay, so seems like they've been moving around a lot. Her father's in Vienna now, and now she's going back to England or Britain for school.
That's right. So it must not have been very easy if she's moving around a lot, trying to follow her dream of acting, but she had a great opportunity that we read about in our next paragraph here. Actor-director Julian Fellowes spoke at her school, and she told him about her dream.
All right. Well, it seems like she's having...she has her foot in the door now. She's met this person, Julian Fellowes. He spoke at her school...And she went and talked to him. That sounds like something that you would do if you have a dream. You don't just sit there and let someone come in and then walk away. You go and talk to that person about your dream.
That's right. And he was an actor-director. And you see that word together with a slash between the two. So it means that he was both an actor and a director. He had two jobs. And so this is the perfect person for her to talk to about her dream of becoming an actress. But how did he respond to her, Gabe?
Well, it seems like he was kind of opposed to her dream as well. He responded by telling her to forget about acting and marry a banker. Well, that seems like the opposite of her dream. But let's take a look at this word from our word bank. It is to respond. You do this every day. When you talk to somebody, you respond to what they are saying. Especially if someone asks you a question, you can respond with an answer.
That's right. So a respond to something is the way you react to it. Your answer to a question could be your response, the noun form of this word. And he responded by telling her to marry a banker, a person who works at a bank and probably makes a lot of money. And I think Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share with us about this in the information cloud.
If Carey Mulligan had actually taken Julian Fellowes' advice and married a banker, she would probably not have become the actress she is today.
I have to say, that was pretty lousy advice. Marry a banker? The last thing she needed was to be seen as a gold digger.
Yes, but that depends. If she married a banker mainly for his bank account, didn't run the household, didn't cook, didn't look after the kids, then she would be a gold digger.
You left out the part about her love of socializing, lavish parties, and shopping?
Yes, there's that too. I think we've summed up a gold digger pretty well. Ken, now let's turn the tables and see how a rich man might perceive his gold digging wife.
You mean how he likes to show off his wife like a trophy?
That's right. A trophy wife, as the name suggests, is a young and very attractive wife who is like a shiny trophy that her older and wealthy husband has won.
Right. A trophy is an object that a person keeps around to demonstrate some sort of achievement. So instead of being an equal partner in a marriage, the trophy wife is just a status symbol for the husband.
So, good for Mulligan for not being a gold digger and becoming someone's trophy wife.
真的，课文讲到有人建议 Carey Mulligan 嫁给银行家。 若是他真的去找到一个金龟婿，恐怕会被贴上 gold digger 的标签。Gold digger 原本是指挖金掏金的人，但是当俚语用在女生的身上，gold digger 是指喜欢找有钱男人的拜金女。那当拜金女嫁给了有钱人，她往往就成为了那个男人的 trophy wife。 Trophy 原本是奖杯，但是在这里呢，比较有战利品的意思，就像猎人挂在墙上各种猎物头的标本。所以 Trophy Wife 战利品老婆，就是指嫁给有点年纪的有钱男人的年轻有魅力的妻子。这就是今天的 Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。Wow,
now we know about gold diggers and trophy wives. Thanks, Steve and Ken. Let's go back to that previous sentence. We're learning about Julian Fellowes, who discouraged Carey Mulligan. He said, forget about your dream. Let's take a look at that phrase, to forget about something. That usually means that you don't have memory about something, that you forgot about something that happened in the past. But here it means something different, right, Carolyn?
That's right. Here it means to give up on something, to stop trying, to change what you are wanting to do and just forget about it. Don't worry about it anymore because it's not something that's going to happen. But we find out that that did not discourage her. In our next sentence, but that didn't discourage her.
And actually, often you can use the words forget about in the same way that you use the word discourage. I could say, forget about that. Basically, that means I'm discouraging you from thinking about it. to forget about something.
That's right, but that didn't discourage her, and we find out that at 17, without her parents' knowledge, Mulligan applied to 3 drama schools. So her parents didn't know that she was going to be applying to these schools, but she applied to 3 different drama schools. And then what happened, Gabe?
Well, this sounds like great news, right? She's applied to many different places, but all rejected her. But she still wasn't ready to give up her dream. All right, well, Kerry Mulligan has a dream, and she is going for it. Even without her parents' knowledge, she's going for it, and she's not ready to give up her dream. Well, it's time for us to learn something new or enjoy something in the review skit, and then learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Kerry, look at this. You got 3 letters in the mail today.
3 letters? Hooray!
And all these letters are from drama schools.
Really? Drama schools?
Yes, Kerry. Is there something that I should know?
Mom, I can't help it. I caught the acting bug.
I already know that. You caught the acting bug when you were 6 years old.
Yes, Dad was transferred to Germany. I attended an international school there.
I remember, and you performed in some plays.
Right. After that, acting is all I ever wanted to do.
I know, but your father and I are opposed to that.
And that I know.
Kerry, we want you to go to university.
I know. Once Julian Fellows spoke at my school in Britain. Afterward, I told him my dream.
And what was his response?
Well, he said, forget acting. Marry a banker.
Ah, marry a banker. Now that's good advice.
Maybe, but I won't follow Fellows' advice. I applied to 3 drama schools.
Without our knowledge.
Yes, and I can't wait to open the letters.
Well, you don't have to because I already opened them for you. Rejected, rejected, and rejected again. Now are you ready to give up on your silly dreams?
No, I won't give up.
Opposed 这个形容词，它原本是 oppose 反对这个动词的过去分词。当形容词是指反对的或者是不赞成的，如果要说明反对的事情或对象的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ，Most residents of the area are opposed to the construction of the expressway。这个地区大部分的居民都反对新建快速道路。和它相关的另外一个形容词是 opposing, O-P-P-O-S-I-N-G, 意思是对立的。例如 the opposing party, 对立的党派。最后我们看的是 respond 这个动词 ,re 这个字首在这里有回去的意思。所以 respond 是指回答或者是做出回应。例如 the movie star didn't respond to the reporter's harsh questions. 这位电影明星并未对这名记者尖锐的问题做出回应。它的名词是 response, R-E-S-P-O-N-S-E, 意思是回答或反应。例如 ,there have been many positive responses to our new product. 我们的新产品最近有许多正面的回应。And let's see what our teachers are doing.
Today we've been talking about Kerry Mulligan and her dream of becoming an actress.She faced a lot of opposition, and she was even rejected from 3 different drama schools that she applied to. And I wonder, have you ever faced this kind of rejection before? Have you been rejected from something that you really wanted to do? Gabe, has this happened to you?
Kind of. After I graduated high school, I really wanted to be in a position that influenced people.I thought I could work my way up at a restaurant to be a restaurant manager and influence people that way. But I tried to get a job at many different restaurants in Taipei and couldn't because I didn't have the right type of work permit for that. But the doors opened for me to work at Studio Classroom. And so that's how I got a job at Studio Classroom. And of course, in the long run, I ended up influencing lots of people that way. So sometimes being rejected is not a bad thing.
That's right. It can help you achieve your dreams in the long run. Well, we have more to learn about Carey Mulligan here tomorrow on Studio Classroom.
See you then.